Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle.
Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing. Online marketing. Social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business? So we're going to get into using social media for business very, very soon. I'm going to cover individual topics like using Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, all of those kind of things. But I want to ask you a question at this point. Do you get easily distracted? I do. I have what I call DDA, which is ADD and dyslexia sometimes. It's really hard to concentrate, but there's a lot of people that suffer what's known as bright, shiny object syndrome. And bright, shiny object syndrome is not a new phenomenon. It's been around forever. It could be that you're working on a project and your boss walks up and says, hey, I need you to get this done now, even though you had another deadline that he gave you that you had to get that done. And you're going, which one do I go to? You got to do whatever the boss says, right? And sometimes those bright, shiny objects can be your boss. And all of this can be amplified with new technology, with smartphones, with tablets, with laptops. Technology follows us almost everywhere. And there's beeps and bops and boops and rings and jiggles and hums and all that kind of stuff that gets your attention to say, hey, pay attention to me. And we do that. Why do we do that? It's because we spend a lot of time trying to grow our sphere of influence, right? I mean, if you're in internet marketing, you're trying to build email lists. If you're on Facebook, you're trying to get more likes and get more comments and shares and all that stuff. We kind of need to pay attention to it if we're in business. But what we really need to pay attention to is conversations and requests that make us money, right? Or that could potentially lose us money. That's really important too. So, I was just at a conference called NAMS, which stands for Novice to Advanced Marketing Systems. And this was down in Atlanta, and I was down there for 5 days, and it was a five-day conference. It was 3 days for most attendees. They had a day before and a day after, so they had separate sessions before and after, so it was 5 days for most people. I showed up a day ahead of time to help set up all the technology, and I was known as an aide to help set up all the equipment, the room, so that they could record the audio, record the video, make sure the computers were set up, all that kind of stuff. There were about 500 people that were supposed to attend. I don't know what the exact numbers were, but throughout the course of the entire weekend, all of those people were posting updates, pictures, tagging pictures, hashtagging, doing all of that stuff. And not only were they doing it constantly, but they were doing it on Facebook and Twitter, and I'm sure some other stuff as well. And then you've got all these photographers running around. You've got professional photographers. There were two that I was aware of, maybe more. And then, of course, everybody's got their cell phone camera out, and they're taking pictures and videos, and you're looking to see, okay, who's getting a picture put up there? They take a picture of me. Do I want to like this? Do I want to share this? What do I want to do? So there were thousands of photos and memes. And then there was all the email notifications from every time you commented on something and somebody else commented on it, it would say, hey, somebody commented on the comment that you commented on. And on and on and on and on. It just got crazy. And then, of course, you look at your phone, you pull up Facebook, and boom, you see there's 14, 25, 50 comments, likes, friend requests, all of that stuff. And then tack on to that the five different groups that I was in. I was in the attendees group, the aides group. So as an attendee, I was an aide. I was a JV partner, which stands for joint venture partner. I have partners in this group. I was in the insiders group, which is a paid for closed group where people who are insiders, and they were recognized this weekend by the people that run this. And I was an instructor. So I was teaching a class. So there are five groups that I had to pay attention to, with all of the people posting pictures and updates and tagging and hashtagging and all that stuff, and email notifications, social media notifications. It was a lot of communication. Then on top of that, okay, we had the tech or AIDS people had their own groups. There was group texts. There was a program called GroupMe. And then there was another one that I just got this weekend called Voxer. I've never heard of it before, but it's basically like a walkie-talkie over the internet. And so not only did I have to pay attention to all the social media, but being a tech, I was on call the entire weekend. If something happened, I had to pay attention to texts and GroupMe and Voxer and all that stuff. Wow. Just wow. That was information overload. Now, granted, you probably don't deal with it on that level, especially you're not going to a conference every week and you're all of those people, you're a tech and an aide and instructor and everything else. But I know from all the classes and all the things that I do that a lot of people get overwhelmed with social media, because it does. It texts you and it emails you and it bings you and bops you and boops you and vibrates and does all those things. And you just don't know what to pay attention to. And that, my friends, is bright, shiny object syndrome. In a nutshell. On steroids. So, what can you do? What can you do to kind of pull that back so it doesn't overwhelm you? Well, you can set up the way that you're notified. So let's look at Facebook, okay? In the Facebook groups, you can turn on and off notifications. So you just go check them when you want to. If it's a really super important group to you, then turn it on. If it's not, then turn it off. And you can do this based on what's happening in your world at that time. For example, now that the conference is over, I'm going to turn off notifications of all of those and just go check them occasionally, because there's another one coming up in August and I'm going to have to turn it back on. The other thing that you can do is you can make certain people close friends. And what that means is that every time a close friend does something, you can get notified about it. Or you can create a new list and add people to that list and get the notifications from just that list. So instead of being close friends, I could say important NAMS people. These are the five people that every time they post something, I want to be alerted to it. Then you can add notifications from each one of those lists. Then there's LinkedIn. You can go to settings and then you go to your account and you can set up how you are notified. You also can go to each group that you belong to and set up how you're notified from them through settings as well. Unfortunately, you have to do that for each group. You can go into email and you can create a VIP list. At least on Mac Mail you can. I don't know about Outlook and the rest of those, but you can say, okay, these are the VIPs, and every time they send me something, I'm going to pay attention. And those would be your current customers, people that you support. And then there's others like Instagram or, like I said, Voxer, whatever it is. I mean, whatever you need to pay attention to, you can set up notifications in every single one of those. One of the biggest tips I can give you, and you need to go listen to the virtual assistant podcast that I did a while ago, is hire a virtual assistant to manage the communications for you. They can alert you to immediate needs. They can file things in to-do folders and just help you focus on the things you have to pay attention to. So use and get help. But sometimes paying attention to bright, shiny objects can be good, especially when you're focusing on the ones that make you money. So in order to keep from getting distracted by all of those beeps, buzzes, boops, bombs, and whatever it is, you need to have a system and a plan in place to avoid distractions.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.